WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episode. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Howdy, everybody. This is JR from West Virginia Uncommon Place, and we have been going down this long line of top 10 video games of all time, and now we finally made it to number one. Number one's going to be a surprise to a lot of people. And the reason that number one would be a surprise, because you would think that because I'm a Street Fighter fanatic, a Mega Man, a Castlevania guy, you would think that one of those would be one of my big game, or even Metal Gear Solid or Splinter Cell, or one of the wrestling games. But that is not the case. My number one game of all time is Super Mario 3. So you ask yourself, why Super Mario 3? The first Super Mario was fine. It did what it did for video gaming. Super Mario 2, we all know it's not a real Super Mario game. It's just a game that has Super Mario characters in it. The Lost Levels, when they came out on the Super Nintendo, were fun. And Super Mario All-Stars on the Super Nintendo made me appreciate Super Mario 3 even more. So let's go back to the NES times. Super Mario 3 came out, and I was probably 5 or 6. No, maybe 4 or 5, whatever. 89, 90, whenever it came out. And I got the game for my birthday. At the same time, whenever I got that game, I got a Game Boy also. So I had to compete with Super Mario Land and Super Mario Bros. 3. Well, Super Mario Bros. 3 had secrets. It had the flutes and all this other stuff that you could get to beat the game. Well, any video gamer knew back in the day that we got Game Pro magazines. We got all kinds of different little tips to help us. They even had 1-900 numbers. Or just other people that you knew. I had cousins that played Super Mario that would, we would watch each other play. Like when we had events like Christmas or Thanksgiving or something, we would watch each other play Super Mario 3, pick up those tips and go back and play ourselves and get better at that game. Super Mario 3 is what's today's youth, the ones that sit there and watch YouTube and watch other people play video games and all the people on Twitch. Super Mario Bros. 3 was my Twitch game. I watched so many people play it that I got good enough at it that I could speed run through it. And going to all the different castles and never finding the princess to the very end was one of my favorite things to do. And then my other thing was to get every one of those whistles and essentially carry myself through the game very fast. That was another way to do it beyond speed running through the levels. And the other thing I liked is that it gave you choices. There were certain levels you didn't have to do, like level 4 on the first world. You didn't have to beat that level to beat Super Mario Bros. 3. There were quite a few levels you could just skip and go about your business. So I liked actually not having to go on a linear path. Second thing was all of the power-ups, the different power-ups and being able to use in the frog suit, the tail. Everything that went inside this game went into Super Mario World, which was on Super Nintendo, and made that a better game. But Super Mario 3, the cartoon that spun off of it, or spun from it, spin off, I remember it. The toys, I remember getting them at freaking McDonald's as a kid with the Happy Meals. So Super Mario 3 was very commercialized and marketed in a way that I could never forget it. Even to this day, when I wear Super Mario shirts, I have an array of shirts, but I actually have a Super Mario 3 shirt. I've gone out my way to find things about Super Mario 3. I read books on Super Mario 3. I did. To me, like, even though Super Mario 64 set the stage for the 3D realm, Super Mario 3 as a platformer really challenged you and made people work hard at trying to beat a game 100%. And I'm talking about if you played it the right way and got every whistle, you know exactly what I'm talking about by getting the 2 off the first level and then working your way from there. Or, yeah, the two or three, however many whistles you can get off that level. So from that point on, like, that game right there just stuck with me. And every chance that I had to play it again, which I had it on a virtual console on the Wii, ended up with it again on the Switch. I will burn through Super Mario 3 faster than I do anything else. And when the NES Classic came out, I definitely bought one, souped it up, put wireless controllers to it. So now I have a copy of Super Mario 3 I can carry any and everywhere and play anytime I want to. So with that being said, you learned a lot about me and learned a lot more about the video game history. And I played sports and everything else, but these video games were essential because I had video game systems and it was something that I was good at and I still am good at. So that's something that sticks with me. So I hope you all like the top 10. And if you have any questions or you would like to let me know about your top 10, definitely send us an email over at wvuncommonplace@gmail.com. Send us something on Instagram on the DMs, over on TikTok, any and everywhere that you can be inside of podcasting. So once again, I'm JR from West Virginia Uncommonplace, and I am signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.